Breitbart spoil, world shouldn't be shocked by President Trump's moves. He's been extremely clear his entire political life. By Hannah Knudsen on April 22, 2026. The world should not be shocked by President Donald Trump's moves globally. From alliances to foreign policy decisions. Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle said during an interview with Right to the Bone in the Greek conservative network. Boyle was asked about the establishment media at home and abroad acting surprised by the president's moves. Using the publicly released 2025 National Security Strategy as an example. While that is being implemented, politicians, analysts, and mainstream media are acting surprised by the administration's decision on borders, alliances, China, or energy, and Iran. But Boyle said they should not be. President Trump has been extremely clear his entire political life, whether it's from the second he came down the escalator, the first time when he announced his candidacy, all the way through the publication of the National Security Strategy. And since then, by the way, through his various public statements and actions about what it is that he's trying to do, Boyle remarked. Watch the full interview. He explained that Trump cares about the American national interest above all else, in every respect. So, what the president wants to do is advance the American interest in the world. Sometimes we have great allies that can help us achieve that. Sometimes we have to drag our friends around the world kicking and screaming. Sometimes our adversaries are in the way. Sometimes we have very serious enemies, like Iran. The hope is that we're going to be able to wrap that up pretty soon, Boyle continued. Looks like it's been a great military victory. I think President has been abundantly, explicitly clear about everything from the get-go, he said, explaining that all the belly aching, panicking, and freaking out from the media and political class at home and abroad is just nonsense. Trump, he continued, won the 2024 presidential election in a landslide victory. So the confusion over the commander-in-chief doing precisely what he said he was going to do does not make sense. Boyle added, the duly elected American president won the national popular vote by millions of votes in every single swing state. So it's like a total blowout victory, in 2024. He's doing what it is that he campaigned on and executing that agenda, both domestically and internationally. He also discussed Secretary of State Marco Rubio warning that the biggest threat to the West is internal, pointing to the erosion of free speech, the woke agenda, and election interference. Boyle pointed out that Vice President J.D. Vance actually delivered that message first, yet it shocked a lot of people in Europe at the time. They had this overt reaction to it. Negative. But then when Secretary Rubio came and delivered the exact same message, literally the exact same message, one year later, they were all very warm about this. So, it's like it took them a little while, and sometimes we have to drag our friends, kicking and screaming, in the right direction, but they're our friends, we're trying to help them, right? Boyle said, emphasizing that the U.S. wants Europe to be strong as well. What helps Europe? That helps the United States, right? Like we want Europe to be strong, the vice president and the secretary are exactly right. So ultimately, we have to stick firm to our principles. And I think that slowly but surely, that our friends in Europe are coming around and they agree, he said.